Environmental issues. Homebuyers are increasingly aware of environmental hazards that may exist both in and outside of the home. Disclosure requirements related to environmental hazards vary by state. Some of the environmental hazards concerns of buyers include toxic waste on site, radon, urea formaldehyde, endangered species, groundwater contamination, electromagnetic radiation from power lines, lead-based paint, mold, landfills. By federal law, all sellers of homes built before 1978 must provide the buyer with a disclosure of lead-based paint and lead-based paint hazards. Some states require the completion of a state-mandated seller's disclosure of property condition. In all transactions, sellers must disclose to a buyer any material defect in the property. As a rule, buyers and sellers of residential properties are not subject to the same federal environmental regulations found in commercial transactions. Purchasers of commercial properties face substantial liability for environmental contamination under the Federal Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, CERCLA. CERCLA is most commonly referred to as the Superfund Act. Liability for the cleanup and remediation of environmental hazards may fall on the owner or purchaser of a commercial property, even if he or she was in no way involved in the original contamination. Costly fines and cleanup costs may be avoided if the purchaser or owner can demonstrate that he or she performed due diligence when purchasing the property, including research to determine the likelihood of the parcel containing toxic materials. License holders who engage in commercial transactions should be competent in environmental issues. Endangered species. Buyers and investors interested in farm and ranch real estate should be aware of the varied species that may reside on their land. Several species of flora and fauna are classified as endangered in the state of Texas. For more information on endangered species in Texas, visit the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department online at www.tpwd.texas.gov. Hazardous substances and conditions. Radon is a naturally occurring, colorless, and odorless gas produced by the decay of radioactive materials in rocks under the ground. Radon enters homes through the foundations. HUD does not require radon testing for FHA loans. Mitigation is the term used to describe methods used to lower levels of radon in homes and other buildings. Asbestos is used to insulate pipes, chimneys, and roofs. It is also used in flooring materials and siding. Problems arise in its removal because the dust can be extremely hazardous. There is no duty for the seller to remediate the presence of asbestos, simply to disclose it. The building does not have to be tented. However, the area must be sealed off to remove the asbestos. It is better to encapsulate asbestos than to remove it. An asbestos abatement plan outlines the control of asbestos found in a property. Urea formaldehyde foam insulation, UFFI, is pumped into walls as a foam that hardens and insulates. Moisture softens the hardened material and causes the release of hazardous gas. Lead is found in paint, pipes, and soil. Use the lead paint disclosure for all properties built before 1978, as older homes may have lead plumbing. Lead is hazardous when eaten or when inhaled in dust particles. The seller is responsible for providing the lead paint disclosure. The disclosure allows buyers to waive their right to a lead inspection. There is no duty to remediate lead. Improperly constructed landfills or waste disposal sites can lead to groundwater contamination. Know the locations and disclose them. Recommend water testing. Old, rusty, or leaking underground storage fuel tanks can cause groundwater contamination. Sometimes found on both commercial and residential properties, these are commonly called USTES. Recommend water testing. Farming herbicides and pesticides are other sources of groundwater contamination. Recommend water testing. Electromagnetic fields, EMFs, caused by high-tension power lines are controversial. Know their location and disclose them. Environmental site assessments. If a buyer has concerns about possible contamination of a potential property, the buyer or the lender may opt to have an environmental site assessment, ESA, performed on the property to determine if it is environmentally challenged. An ESA is an assessment that is carried out by a qualified environmental professional to determine whether or not a property has been contaminated by any previous or current activities that occur, read, on, or near the property. Certain industrial or retail facilities on or near the property could have caused contamination of the property. For example, a gas station with underground storage tanks could have contaminated the soil or groundwater, presenting an environmental risk. Even though an ESA can be a lengthy process, adding time to the transfer of property, it can be beneficial for a buyer. It can protect the buyer from purchasing a contaminated property that might be harmful to his or her health or the health of animals kept on the property. Phases of environmental site assessments. Phase 1 ESA. A Phase I ESA has three main components. Site inspection. Review of regulatory records. Interviews with former or current owners and area locals who may have information about the history of the property. A Phase 1 ESA does not assess for mold, asbestos, or radon. If it is determined that the property is contaminated, a Phase 2 ESA should be performed. Phase 2 ESA. A Phase 2 ESA is more in-depth than a Phase 1. During a Phase 2 ESA, soil, surface water, and groundwater samples are collected from Phase 1 flagged areas and tested for contamination. Phase 2 will determine the specific cause of the contamination, which is often hazardous chemicals, metals, or petroleum products. The assessment will recommend remediation to clean the property of hazardous materials. Phase 3 ESA. A Phase 3 ESA is the cleanup phase, also called the remediation phase. Many remediation techniques may be exercised depending on the type and extent of the contamination. Some of the techniques include soil excavation, soil washing, air stripping, pump and treat, and chemical oxidation,